This once a star, a bright, remote idea. Or imagination's comet trail of dream took now a close shape of reality. The gulf between dream truth, earth fact was crossed. The wonder worlds of life were dreams no more. His vision made all, they unveiled its own. Their scenes, their happenings met his eyes and heart and smote them with pure loveliness and bliss. A breathless summit region drew his gaze, whose boundaries charted into a sky of self and dipped towards a strange ethereal base. The quintessence glowed of life's supreme delight on a spiritual and mysterious peak. Only a miracle's high transfiguring line divided life from the formless, infinite, and sheltered time against eternity. Out of that formless stuff, time mints his shapes. The eternal's quiet holds the cosmic act. The protean images of the world force have drawn the strength to be, the will to last, from a deep ocean of dynamic peace, inverting the spirit's apex towards life. She spends the plastic liberties of the one to cast in acts the dreams of her caprice. His wisdom's call steadies her careless feet. He props her dance upon a rigid base. His timeless, still immutability must standardize her creation's miracle. Out of the void's unseeing energies, inventing the scene of a concrete universe, by his thought she has fixed its paces. In its blind acts she sees, by flashes of his all-knowing light, at her will the inscrutable supermind limps down. To guide her force that feels but cannot know. His breath of power controls our restless seas, and life obeys the governing idea. At our will, led by a luminous immanence, the hazardous experimenting mind pushes its way through obscure possibles, mid chance formations of an unknowing world. Our human ignorance moves towards the truth that nations may become omniscient. Transmuted instincts shape to divine thoughts. Thoughts house infallible, immortal sight, and nature climb towards God's identity. The master of the world's self-made a slave, is the executor of our fantasies. She has canalized the seas of omnipotence. She has limited by her laws the illimitable. The immortal bound himself to do her works. He labors at the tasks her ignorance sets. Hidden in the cape of our mortality, the worlds, the forms our goddess fancy makes have lost their origin on unseen heights. Even severed, staying from their timeless source, even deformed, obscure, accursed and fallen, since even fall has its perverted joy, and nothing she leaves out that serves delight. These two can to the peaks revert, or here cut out the sentence of the spirit's fall, recover their forfeited divinity. At once caught in an eternal vision's sweep, he saw her pride and splendor of high-born zones and her regions crouching in the nether deeps. Above was a monarchy of unfallen self. Beneath was the gloomy trance of the abyss. An opposite pole or dim antipodes. There were vasts of the glory of life's absolutes. All laughed in a safe immortality and an eternal childhood of the soul. Before darkness came and pain and grief were born, where all could dare to be themselves and one, and wisdom played in sinless innocence with naked freedom in truth's happy sun. There were worlds of laughter and dreadful irony. There were fields of a taste of toil and strife and tears. Her head lay on the breast of amorous death. Sleep imitated a while extinction's peace. The light of God she has parted from his dark to test the savor of bare opposites. Here mingling in man's heart their tones and hues have woven his being's mutable design. Is life a forward rippling stream in time? Is nature's constant, fixed mobility, his soul a moving picture's changeful film? Is cosmos chaos of personality? The grand creatrix with her cryptic touch has turned to pathos and power being's cell dream, made a passion play of its fathomless mystery. But here were worlds lifted halfway to heaven. The veil was there, but not the shadowy wall. In forms not too remote from human grasp, some passion of the inviolate purity broke through a ray of the original bliss. Heaven's joys might have been earth's if earth were pure. There could have reached our divinized sense and heart some natural felicity's bright extreme, some thrill of supernature's absolutes, all strengths could laugh and sport on earth's hard roads, and never feel her cruel edge of pain. All love could play, and nowhere nature shame. But she has troubled her dreams in matter's courts, and still her doors are barred to things supreme. These worlds could feel God's breath visiting their tops, some glimmer of the transcendence hem was there. Across the white ionic silences, immortal figures of embodied joy traversed wide spaces near to eternity's sleep. Pure mystic voices in beatitude's hearts appealed to love's immaculate sweetnesses, calling his honeyed touch to thrill the worlds, his blissful hands to seize on nature's limbs, his sweet intolerant might of union to take all beings into his savior arms, drawing to his pity the rebel and the waif to force on them the happiness they refuse, a chant hymeneal to the unseen divine. A flaming rhapsody of wild desire lured an immortal music into the heart and woke the slumbering ear of ecstasy. A purer, fierier sense had there its home, a burning urge no earthly limbs can hold. One drew a large, unburdened, spacious breath, and the heart sped from heat to rapturous heat. The voice of time sang of immortals' joy. An inspiration and a lyric cry, the moments came with ecstasy on their wings. Beauty unimaginable moved heaven bare, absolved from boundaries in the vast of dream. The cry of the birds of wonder called from the skies to the deathless people of the shores of light. Creation leaped straight from the hands of God. Marvel and rapture wandered in the ways, only to be was a supreme delight. Life was a happy laughter of the soul, and joy was king with love for minister. The spirit's luminousness was bodied there. Life's contraries were lovers or natural friends, and our extremes keen edges of harmony. Indulgence with a tender purity came and nursed the God on our maternal breast. There none was weak, so falsehood could not live. Ignorance was a thin shade protecting light. Imagination, the free will of truth, pleasure a candidate for heaven's fire. The intellect was beauty's worshipper. Strength was the slave of calm, spiritual law. Power had its head upon the breast of bliss. There were summit glories, inconceivable. Autonomies of wisdom still self-rule, and high dependencies of our virgin sun, illumined theocracies of the seeing soul, throned in the power of the transcendence ray. A vision of grandeur, a dream of magnitudes, in sun-bright kingdoms moved with regal gait. Assemblies, crowded senates of the gods, life's puissances reigned on seats of marble will. High dominations and autocracies and laurel strength and armed imperative mights, all objects there were great and beautiful. All beings wore a royal stamp of power.